Chapter 11, Closing Words, Sending the Deity Back. Toward the end of his Leela, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read a sonnet written by Sri Advaita Acharya.
Bola ke kahi ha loka haile bola, loka ke kahi ha hate navikaya chola.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila, Chapter 19, Verse 20. Translation. Please inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that rice is no longer in demand in the marketplace. It is fully available in the market, but no one is purchasing. End of translation. What does this mean? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been called by Sri Advaita Acharya when there was no rice anywhere, when there was only emptiness everywhere. Mahaprabhu and his associates then brought rice, which was the love and affection for Krishna that is attained through chanting his name. Now everyone everywhere had become satisfied and wealthy. No one needed to buy rice anymore, so there was no more need for shops and shopkeepers. Advaita Acharya had called the deity, and now he was sending him back to his abode. Practically no one could understand the letter. Only one person, Sri Swarup Damodar. He understood, and that is why he questioned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Janiya Swarup Goshani Prabhure Puchila E tara jara arta bujite narila.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 19, verse 25. Translation. Although he knew the secret, Swarup Damodar Goswami inquired from the Lord, "What is the meaning of this sonnet? I could not understand it." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied,
Upasana lagi devera karna avahana, puja lagi kata kala karena nirodana.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 19, verse 26. Translation. Advaita Acharya invites the Lord to come and be worshipped, and he keeps the deity for some time to perform the worship. End of translation. Swarup Damodar wanted to hear from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own mouth, and Mahaprabhu explained everything. He called me, and now he is praying, please return to Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Haridas Thakur was one of the few people who knew that the Lord would soon depart, and that is why he left the world before Mahaprabhu. He was very intelligent. Then one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Totagopinath to listen to Sri Gadadhar Pandit reciting Bhagavatam. Gadadhar Pandit was weeping while explaining the verses, especially this one.
Bahar pitam natavara vapur karaneo karanikaram bibradvasha kanaka kapisham vajayantim chamalam randram veno adara shudayo purayan gopabrinde Vrindaranyam Swapada Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti.
Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.5. Translation. Shyam Sundara entered the forest of Vrindadevi, accompanied by his cowherd boyfriends. His head was decorated with a peacock feather. He wore yellow karanikar flowers over his ears and a dazzling golden yellow garment on his body. A fragrant Vajayanti garland made of five kinds of flowers hung around his neck and extended down to his knees. He was splendidly attired as a beautiful Natavara, a most expert dancer, and he appeared just like a very fine actor on stage. He poured the nectar of his lips through the holes of his flute, and the cowherd boys followed behind him, singing his glories. Sri Krishna made the land of Vrindavan even more charming than Vaikuntha, for he beautified it with prints of his lotus feet, which were marked with the conch, disc, and other symbols. End of translation. Mahaprabhu became very absorbed and cried out in separation, "Where is my beloved Rajendranandan Shyam Sundara?" Then he entered the altar of Tota Gopinath, although the curtains of the altar were closed, and he never returned from there. Hardly anyone knew what became of him. He finished his worldly pastimes and merged into Tota Gopinath forever. Mahaprabhu's final teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking, "I am Radha and I am taking Krishna to Vrindavan. This is the essence of the entire chariot festival. Your prayojan goal is that prem. We also go to Jagannath Puri with that objective, because Jagannath Puri is Dwarka or Kurukshetra. I would not be in the mood to go there if it were not for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I go because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and because of the way he saw that unusual figure with round eyes." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never thought, "Here are Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra." He saw Brajendranandan Shyam Sundara. At present, we cannot see Jagannath like that. We only go there to obtain that mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to take all his moods within us. That is why Srila Rupa Goswami used to go, and that is why Srila Sanatan Goswami and all the other Goswamis were there, as well as Sri Swarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, and all their associates. It was only for this. You should try to remember all these histories properly. Then you will have a taste for them, and you will forget all worldly attachments. You will forget where you are, and that is the symptom that your bhakti is developing. It is for this reason that Krishna came. Mahaprabhu came, Nityananda Prabhu came, Rupa Goswami and all other gurus came, only to give these mellows. If you receive even one drop of them, or even a tiny fraction of a drop, your life will be successful. First, we should decide on our objective, and that objective is Krishna Prem Prayojan. What is Krishna Prem? Hanuman's love for Ram is Prem, and Rukmini and Satyabhama also serve Krishna with Prem. Subal Saka and Madhu Mangal also have Prem, and so do Pradumna and Aniruddha. Uddhav is a high-class Prematur Bhakta, a Bhakta imbued with overwhelming love. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba love Krishna still more than Uddhava, and the gopis have still greater affection for Krishna. Among these various kinds of prem, which Krishna prem is the highest and most superior? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come to this world to sprinkle all types of prem, nor did he come only to give regulated bhakti. Anapita chirim chirat karunaya varatino kalo samadavaitam unnata ujvala rasam sva bhakti shriyam hari purata sundara duti katamba sandipita sada kridare kandare spuratu vasachinandanaha. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 1, Verse 4. Translation. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachidevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of amorous love. End of translation. What is Unnata Ujvala Prem? Is it the mood of Subal? Can we call his love Unnata Ujvala Prem? We cannot attain that type of prem if we do not know this Siddhanta. We can only know these truths if we have high-class association, because those who have no gopi prem cannot explain them. We should therefore go to Rasik Vaishnavas, and they will explain the meaning of Unnata Ujvala Bhakti Ras and Krishna Prem. Unnata Ujvala or Upapati Bhav refers only to the moods of the gopis. Upapati Bhav means paramour love. Subal does not have this type of love. He has a high class of love, and the love of Nanda and Yashoda is also greatly elevated. They can control and bind Krishna, but not fully. The love of the queens of Dwarka is also very exalted, but it still cannot be called Unnata Ujjwala Prem, because they do not think Krishna is my beloved. Consequently, they can never actually control him. Only the Krishna Prem of the gopis can be called Unnata Ujjwala Ras, and it can never be given to anyone else. However, the beauty, Shri, of this Prem can be sprinkled upon the Jiva, and it is for this purpose that Krishna came to this world in the form of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The beauty of this Prem is Shri Rupa Manjari's love and affection for Krishna and Radhika. It is Rupa Manjari's service to Radha Krishna Yugal with an inclination towards Radhika. If Radhika is happy, she is happy. If Radhika is unhappy and in a mood of separation, she will also be in that mood. If Krishna comes to meet Radhika and Radhika tells Rupa Manjari, "Oh, you should stop Krishna there at the door," she will at once go and say to him, "You cannot enter Radhika's kunj. You must remain here. You are a cheetah, and Radhika is not pleased with you." Krishna will then fall down at Rupa Manjari's lotus feet and pray, "Please permit me to enter."
Yat kinkarishu bahusha kaluka kuvani nityam parasya purasasya ksikanda mule tyasya kadarasanidir vrishabhanu jayas tat keli kunja bhavanangana marjini shyam.
Shri Rasa Sudanidhi, verse 8. Translation. O daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, O ocean of rasa, the supreme Bhagavan, who wears a peacock feather in his hair, falls at the feet of your maidservants and propitiates them with many humble and grief-stricken words to be allowed entrance into your kunj, where you engage in playful amorous pastimes. If only I could become one stick in the broom used by your sakis to clean your delightful grove, I would consider my life a success. End of translation. Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati prays to Srimati Radhika. Krishna folds his palms and prays to the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari. "Please let me enter. I want to take darshan of Radha." They reply, "Never, you cannot go in. I therefore want to be one of the sticks in the broom that is used for sweeping those kunjas of Radhika. I just want to be one stick of that broom, and then I will think myself fortunate." This is the greatest Prem Prayojan, the moods of the Manjaris who are always serving Srimati Radhika.
Asha barai amrita sindhu maya katanchit kalo mayati gamita kila sampratam hi tvam chet kripam mai vidhasyasi naiva kim me pranai vrajeno chavaro rupakarinapi.
Vilap Kusumanjali, verse 102. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami prays, "O Radhika, O Radhika, where are you? If you are not merciful to me, I will give up my body, I will die, I will die, I will die. I don't want to live in Vrindavan or at Radhakund. I don't want to live at Govardhan. I don't want to worship Krishna. I don't even want to see him if you are not merciful to me. I am only waiting for you, waiting for you. I will die if you are not merciful to me." End of translation. This is the highest class of Prem Prayojan. We must know that this rare Prem is the object of life, and then we must enter the process to achieve it. This is the pinnacle of Braja Prem, and you cannot know this truth if you are not in the association of pure Rasik Vaishnavas. You will not be able to differentiate between the many grades of Prem and you will be cheated. You will think Hanuman's prem is the highest, or Uddhava's prem is the highest. You will not be able to differentiate between the prem of Dwarka and the prem of Braja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came especially to give this rare mood, and we should try to understand it. But you cannot achieve this goal if you are not in good association, and you are only hearing this verse, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam. That is in relation to regulated bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come for that at all. Sri Ramanuja and Madhvacharya had already given it. They gave bhakti, but not bhakti ras. Therefore, you cannot have it if you do not read the books of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and if you have no greed to attain this elevated Unnata Ujjvala mood. You should follow only the regulative principles of this type of bhakti, life after life after life. I have only come to remind you of this, and to give you some understanding and taste. Never be weak. Do not think about girlfriends and boyfriends. Be situated in your current position. If you are a family man, remain in that position. If you are a brahmachari, remain there. If you are in the renounced order, remain there. Don't deviate from that position. If you are a brahmachari or brahmacharini, your love and affection for Krishna should develop. How can you decide to marry if you have taste for chanting, remembering, and hearing these sweet pastimes? How can you decide to be attached to any girl or boy? Material attachment cannot touch those who have some taste. Such devotees cannot deviate. Mahaprabhu explained the process for chanting and remembering Harinam, and it is written in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu prayed, I do not want wealth, reputation, position, a beautiful wife or advanced education. I want nothing material. I only want to serve Krishna in all of my lives, birth after birth. Mahaprabhu instructed, Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahichena, amanina manadena, kirtanya sadahari. Shikshastakam, verse 3. Translation. Thinking oneself to be even lower and more worthless than the insignificant grass, which is trampled beneath everyone's feet, being more tolerant than a tree, being prideless and offering respect to all others according to their respective positions, one should continuously chant the holy name of Sri Hari. End of translation. Do not desire praise for yourself, but try to honor everyone else according to their qualities. If you have no taste, if you are chanting, but tears do not come and your heart does not melt, you should think, surely this is due to my past activities, especially my offenses to Vaishnavas. Repent for this always and chant and remember the pastimes of Krishna always. Chant 24 hours a day as Haridas did. Chant this name thinking, I am in Vrindavan under the guidance of a qualified and rasik Vaishnava. This is the process you should think. I am like a particle of dust at the feet of Krishna. This is my constitutional position. I am part and parcel of Krishna. I don't want to be separated from him. But because of my own fault, I am separated. O Vaishnavas, O Gurudev, please be merciful to me, so that I can be a dust particle at your lotus feet forever. I want the same mood felt by the gopis. Yugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravyasayatam sunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Shikshastakam, verse 7. Translation. O Sakhi, in separation from Govinda, even a moment seems like a millennium to me. Tears begin to shower from my eyes like rain from the clouds, and this entire world seems void to me. End of translation. The highest aspiration is to serve Srimati Radhika, whose love is very elevated. Krishna is still my beloved whether he crushes my heart by separation or gives me great happiness by meeting with me. I want to serve him with love. If he gives intense separation and crushes me, he will still be my beloved. I cannot live without him in any way. This is the final teaching of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Now I will tell you a recent story about Jagannath. There was a Brahmana from Orissa who was very old and could not walk well. He vowed, "I will go to Jagannath Puri and see Jagannath." Although it was 400 miles to Puri, he began to walk, and he arrived in Bhubaneswara at about midnight one night. By that time, his feet and legs were so swollen that he could not walk another inch, and he sat down under a tree on the side of the road. Having had nothing to eat or drink for some time, he was practically starving to death. He had vowed, "I will not eat until I have taken darshan of Jagannath." But he could not move, and the night was terribly dark. He had also vowed, "If I don't get darshan by this coming morning, I will leave my body." Consequently, he simply sat under the tree praying, "O Jagannath, I am hopeless, I cannot go on, I will die right here." Just then, a car was driving by. Something went wrong with it, and it stopped just at the spot where the old Baba was sitting. The people in the car tried to make it start without success. They thought that something might have dropped into the oil tank, and they began to search for an object with which to take it out, but they could not find anything. When they saw the old man sitting there, they wanted to use his stick to remove whatever had fallen into the oil tank. "O Baba, where are you coming from?" they asked. "Why are you sitting here?" "I was on my way to take darshan of Jagannath, but I can't walk any further," he replied. "I simply can't go on. I will die right here." He let them take his stick, and with its help, they were able to easily start their car. "Come with us in our car," they told that Baba, and they helped him into the car and drove off. They all reached the Jagannath temple at exactly 4 in the morning. After taking darshan of Jagannath, the Baba felt completely better and thought, "My swelling has gone, all my problems have gone away, now everything is fine." He began to pray to Jagannath, "Oh, you are so kind, I could not walk any further. So you sent a car for me. That car stopped there only for me. They brought me, and now I am here." At that moment, someone approached him and said, "Do you want to take prasad? Please come and take Jagannath prasad." This is not just a story. It is factual, a true history that I have heard from a very realized source. You can believe in Jagannath. You should pray to Jagannath. We don't want to go to Vaikuntha to become four-handed. If you are pleased with us, please be merciful and grant us the service of your most beloved Srimati Radhika in Vrindavan at Radhakund.
Shyama Sundara Shikananda Sheka Smera Hasa Murali Manoha Radhika Rasiki Mam Kripanidhi Swapriya Charana Kinkarim Kuru.
Sri Radha Pratana 2. Translation. O Shyama Sundara, O you who have a crown of peacock feathers, your face is always graced with a playful smile. Your flute playing is enchanting, and you are so expert in relishing rasa with Srimati Radhika. Because you are an ocean of mercy, I am appealing to you to please make me a kinkari, a maidservant at the feet of your beloved. Sri Vitthalacharya prays here, O Shyama Sundara, if you are pleased with me, if you want to be merciful to me, then be so kind as to write my name in the register of Srimati Radhika's dasis. I request that my name be written there. I just want to be her dasi. I don't want anything else. If we sincerely pray in this way, Krishna will reply, "Yes, I am satisfied. I agree." We are chanting and remembering Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the names which are the direct embodiment of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. We pray that they may be pleased to give us this benediction. Mercy upon a Muslim. Krishna is very merciful, especially in his form of Jagannath, who is called Patit Pavan, the savior of the fallen. The priests and worshippers of Jagannath only allow Hindus to have his darshan. Hindus can come to Puri from anywhere in the world and take darshan. An Indian Hindu will be allowed inside even if he drinks great quantities of wine and has a very bad character with many impure habits. But pure-hearted Western devotees are not allowed inside the temple, even if they have given up wine, wealth, reputation, and all material entanglements. We oppose this policy. What to speak of others? Even India's late Prime Minister, Indira Gandhi, was not allowed to enter the Jagannath temple. They thought that she was not a pure Hindu, but rather a Parsi or some other religion. They also doubted whether I am Indian, and they asked me, "Where are you from?" I told them, "I have come from Bengal." "But you don't have the eyes of an Indian," they objected. Then I told them, "Bring my Panda of Jagannath. He is an elevated devotee and one of the most important men in Jagannath Puri." When my Panda came, he said, "This is my client," and then they were satisfied. Once a devotee from China came to Puri and wanted to see Jagannath. I told her, "You should tell them that you are from Manipur." She told this to the guards and they let her in. But after a while they became suspicious and began to follow her. I then told her, "Go at once, take darshan and then fly away from here." They followed me and that devotee as well, but they could not find out where she had gone, and she was able to take darshan. Once there was a pure-hearted devotee who was a Muslim by birth, so he was not allowed to enter the temple, even though he was always chanting Hare Krishna. At last, he stopped taking food and water, and he went on a hunger strike outside the temple in front of the gate known as Singhadwara, the lion gate on the east side. He danced and remembered Jagannath, and after 2 or 3 days he became very weak. He then sat down and continually called out, "Patit Pavan Prabhu Jagannath, alas Jagannath, I have heard that you are very merciful, but you are not giving me darshan. You are preventing me from entering the temple." Then, at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, out of great compassion, Jagannath opened the main door of the temple. He came out alone, without Baladev and Subhadra, passed through the doors and arrived at Singhadwara, where the devotee was sitting. When the devotee saw Jagannath, he became very happy and began to dance and sing. Later, when the priests opened the door of the altar at 4 in the morning to perform arti, they saw that Jagannath had disappeared. They began to search here and there, and at last they came to the Singhadwara and saw him sitting there alone. "Jagannath is sitting here," they exclaimed. "What is he doing here?" They saw that the Muslim devotee was chanting, singing and weeping, and Jagannath was also weeping. The devotee then went away, and Jagannath was taken back inside the temple. Jagannath is truly Patit Pavan. Concluding words. Those who do not chant the names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and remember Him can never be happy. We are all eternal servants of Krishna. This includes those who are chanting and remembering, and those who are not, those who accept Krishna and those who do not. All the creepers, trees, worms, insects, animals, birds and humans are eternal servants of Krishna. They are His parts and parcels. Even if you are healthy and wealthy now, and even if you have all the paraphernalia to be happy, still you will become old after some time. Your beauty will be transformed into ugliness, and no one will be able to help you. Your teeth will fall out, your cheeks will cave in, your hair will turn grey, and you will be so weak that you will not be able to walk by yourself. You will have to take the help of a stick. Then, at the time of death, you will not be able to take even a hair with you, no matter what you are collecting now. You will pass stool and urine, weeping bitterly, and then you will enter a coma and have to give up your body. Then the very dangerous and powerful messengers of death will come and beat you. They will throw you into a fire or they will force you to embrace a red-hot iron pillar. They will say, "Why are you embracing ladies? Why were you so lusty? Now you should be lusty for this hot iron pillar." Remember this. At that time, neither your father, mother, and uncle, nor your wealth, reputation, and position will be able to help you. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj was sent to this world by the mercy of his holy master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and that of Krishna himself, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very powerful, a very powerful acharya. He went everywhere, establishing centers and inspiring everyone. Previously, I used to think, in Srila Swami Maharaj's last days, when he was returning to Krishna, why did he tell me, "You should help my devotees. I have brought so many monkeys, so many disciples." I used to think, "They are so good. Why did he say that to me?" At that time, his disciples served him with their wealth and by distributing his books everywhere, by establishing centers like New Mayapur, by training hundreds of students in various gurukulas, by keeping so many cows, and by preaching extensively. But now I realized why he gave me that instruction. He had told me, "You should help my devotees, because after my departure, they will be neglected by superiors and become weak. They may give up their tulsi neck beads and chanting beads and even their chanting. They do not know what is real bhakti. They do not know what is transcendental devotional service." He therefore requested me to come to the Western countries. I came, and now I see that so many senior devotees are very weak. I have come here to beg something to put in my jholi, a sannyasi's begging cloth, just as Haridas Thakur and Nityananda begged. Please give me a donation. I don't want wealth. I do not want any worldly attainments. I just want you to be bold and strong again. Take tulsi beads and begin to chant again. If you cannot chant very much, then you can do just 2 rounds, 4 rounds, or 16 rounds. Harinam is so powerful that it will very soon attract you, and you will again begin to do more than 16, even 64. Some devotees who are now with me chant 64 rounds daily. We should preach everywhere again with inspiration. Many devotees now lack spiritual energy, so I have come to re-inspire them. Please give me that donation to chant again and to be strong devotees again. Also try to help others. Books should be distributed again. Do some service and always chant Krishna's names and remember him. You can also maintain your life. There is no harm in that. Sannyasis should be sannyasis, and brahmacharis should be as strong as they were during the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. They should have no girlfriend, and if the lady devotees are very strong, they should be like the brahmacharis and thus preach everywhere. Chanting and remembering is the only way to be happy. There is no other way. Guru Nishtha, honor for the powerful and bona fide spiritual master, is the backbone of bhajan. If you do not have a pure guru, whom will you worship first before you worship Krishna and Mahaprabhu? Krishna will not accept your worship if you have no guru or if your guru is fallen. Try to realize all these truths. The main purpose of the Jagannath Chariot Festival is this. Jagannath is Krishna himself. Krishna is so merciful that he is manifested as Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra from Nila Madhav as melted forms. Why melted? This was due to Krishna's love and affection for the gopis. All the ancient scriptures say that we are searching for Krishna, but this is not true. Srimad Bhagavatam tells us something else. Krishna is searching for us. He is playing on his flute as if to say, "Come on, come on." He is always searching for his friends, thinking, "Where are my friends? Where are my cows? Where are my calves?" He is actually worried for us, searching and thinking, "They are my eternal servants, and they are unhappy in this world." We have so many problems every day. We are all in a well where poisonous snakes are hissing, and we cannot know when they will bite. Tigers, which represent death, are on top of the well, and we cannot know when death will come. Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days left to live, but we may not have a single moment. Krishna has come, and he sent Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj for you all. All the Western devotees were previously like hippies, dancing, drinking wine, smoking and eating meat, eggs, and many other abominable things. No one ever called for Srila Swami Maharaj, but by his mercy, Krishna sent him. Go to these unhappy people and try to give them a process by which they will chant and become happy. Krishna is sending all this help, and he has also sent me. I never thought, even in my dreams, that I would leave Vrindavan and come to these Western countries. He forcibly took my seeker and dragged me here. He told me, you should go and help them. Your guru has helped you, so why should you not help others? You should go. This is Krishna's causeless mercy. He is telling you, somehow chant once in your life, Krishna, Radha, Radha, Krishna, Ram. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, with your heart and soul, even once in your life, I will take you to Goloka Vrindavan. Don't commit Nam Aparad, offenses to the lotus feet of the Holy Name. The Holy Name is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is so powerful and so merciful. Don't offend any devotees, whether they are initiated or not. If they are initiated, very good. Honor them with Dandavat Pranam. If they are not initiated, then you should think in your mind and your heart as well. They are part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family. Our family is so large. Try to follow these principles. If you chant in this way, even once in your whole life, Krishna will quickly liberate you. Do not believe in wealth and do not believe in your job. A job cannot give you happiness. Your job will not save you, and it cannot give you pleasure for even a moment. You can collect wealth, but that cannot save you either. If you sometimes become so absorbed in Krishna that you forget your job or some other important duty for which you are responsible, Krishna will save you. If you are so absorbed in chanting Krishna's name that you neglect your job as a government servant, the government should punish you. Instead, however, Krishna will assume your form and he will surely do the job for you. Have strong faith in this. Available in this world is an especially valuable thing, something which is very, very rare. What is that rare thing? Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Khoi. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 22, Verse 54. Translation. The verdict of all revealed scriptures is that one can attain all success by even a moment's association with a pure devotee. End of Chapter 11. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.